News today that the New Zealand Agricultural Show, the Canterbury A&P show, is being postponed. Certainly the commercial side of it for a year is very disappointing. Let's get an exhibitor's point of view. Scott Duggan's the National Sales Manager for VW, and I know that VW itself doesn't have a site there, Scott, but Miles Continental, huge dealership in Christchurch, does. It's disappointing that these events are falling over.
Yeah, hi, Jamie. It is disappointing. As you mentioned, Miles is a dealer of ours in Christchurch, and they every year love to be at the show. The team from our office always flies down to help support them. So I guess we have to maybe get a refund on our air flights now.
Hey, Scott, last time we chatted was just before Christmas, and it was really interesting dynamic around there. Every man and his dog, or every person, should I say, to be politically correct, was charging in and buying EVs before the ute tax got scrapped. Conversely, you were front-loading a whole lot of ute sales into January, February. So talk to me around the dynamics of the ute tax.
Yeah, well, as soon as the election had finished and the new National Party got in, we knew there was going to be a change to the legislation. So that effectively meant all ute sales especially was going to halt, and then we're going to have see that rush in January. And we certainly saw that. We put a campaign in market, and that certainly attracted a lot of new buyers to the brand, which is nice to see. So we had a huge start to the year. On our diesel and vans. And we also launched the new Touareg as well, which is obviously a fairly large V6 engine too. So it was kind of good timing from that aspect.
I'm lucky enough to drive an Amarok, and I call it a Touareg with a tray on the back, because it effectively is.
Yeah, it is. It's such a comfortable and luxury vehicle to drive, but you can still do your trade or agricultural tasks in this, but with a little bit of luxury as well.
What's happened to EV sales?
EV sales obviously saw that big spike at the end of 23, and we knew that there was going to be, you could call a hangover, but that slowly started lifting now as people are starting to come back to EVs. There are still EV products planned for the rest of this year, so it's certainly not a dead or a dying concept, but it's just going to take a wee while to get back on its feet again.
Other news out today, inflation is down to 4%. It's slowly creeping down. Interest rates will slowly follow, but at the moment it's very expensive to borrow money to buy anything. To that end, and you were talking about the campaign you put into the market in the first quarter around those Amaroks, have you still got that 2.9% finance deal going?
We do, actually. So initially, the campaign was supposed to end at the end of March. However, we've had a huge amount of interest, so we've decided to keep it going just this month only. It will finish at the end of this month. The offer is based on our life and style new Amaroks, and that's at 2.9% interest rate, and you will get a three-year service plan with that offer as well.
But wait, there's more?
With anyone who goes into one of our Volkswagen dealerships and mentions they hear this on the radio.
Don't do this to me, Scott. Don't do it to me. What happens if it doesn't work? What happens if I've got no listeners?
That's fine. I'm sure there's plenty of people who are interested in you listening to your radio show. But if they do go in, we'll extend that 3 years to be a 5-year service plan. So free servicing for 5 years.
Tell me how much that's worth. It's got to be worth a bomb.
Yeah, it is. So our service plans aren't too bad. Looking at $1,950, so just under $2,000 for a three-year service plan. And a five-year service plan is $3,400. So you would get the three-year service plan for free normally, but we will extend it to that full five-year service plan for no charge.
What a great deal that is. Okay, walk into your nearest Volkswagen dealer and have a look at those new Amaroks. Take it from me, I'm driving one of those styles. Great vehicles, magnificent on the road and on the farm. Scott Duggan, good to catch up.
With pleasure, Jamie. Thank you.